Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Welcome back, you loose units, to another episode of the Lads Podcast, where we're here to pep your ears and have a few tins. Hello, Stiffy. How the fuck are you?
Hello, Barney. I'm about to sneeze.
Yeah? Look at the sun.
Look at
the sun.
Hang on.
Walk outside, look at the sun. Apparently that's guaranteed to make you sneeze.
I can walk outside. I'm just sitting down and doing a potty with you.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that just happened as you intro'd.
Yeah.
What are sneezes from? Oh, my eyes are watering now because I held that in.
Did you know if you actually sneeze 10 times in a row, it's equivalent to an orgasm?
Oh, let me try. Okay, so what do you take for that? Pepper.
Sock?
No, pepper to make you fucking sneeze.
Yeah, so you're going to go home and try that tonight, aren't you?
I've got pepper on tap.
Yeah.
But isn't that
Stiffy's going to be more of a snorting pepper.
That's more of
I'll
a
tell you what,
snorting pepper?
Yeah.
Have you ever snorted salt?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think everyone's done that. Squirt the lemon in the eye.
Yeah. So have you snorted pepper?
Yeah. No. No.
You haven't snorted pepper?
No.
Should we try?
No.
I haven't got any on me.
No.
Wouldn't that
actually like to fact check that.
I would like to get some lads in one day and line up some pepper.
Yeah.
And like
see who comes first.
Fuck.
Sicko.
Oh my god.
Sicko, you know what I am?
Thirsty. Oh yeah. Okay.
Fucking thirsty.
God, what a way to start. Okay. Oh, that fridge door already opened for you too. Bruz. Oh. Is this what I think it is?
It's a Nui.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a CBC. What's that other little fucking symbol mean? I don't know. It's a pale ale. It's a Pacific Brewing. I think we've had these before. It's not a Nui.
It's just about to get up and walk over to our piss pile and grab a fucking can that we've had.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
It's a Nui. Oi, we'll edit that bit out. It's still a Nui. Yeah, it's a Nui for today.
It's a Nui. We haven't had one of these white can ones, though.
I think I'm just looking over there in the piss pile.
You want to go to the library? I don't think we have.
Oh, I want to go to the library.
Go to the library.
No.
Check it out. Fuck it. Let's just drink this beer because I'm fucking really thirsty.
What's it say down the bottom there? A classic golden pale ale showcasing tropical hops from both sides of the Pacific, pine aromatics and gentle bitterness.
We've had it.
No, she's a freshie.
Actually, don't drink it. Don't open it.
I'm too late. I'm going to crack.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah. I'm. It's in my hand. No. I'm not putting it back.
No, give it back to me then.
Oh, that was pretty plain.
Who's Paul?
Oi, have a look at the way I opened that fucking thing, will you? Look at the crack. Yeah. It's on the piss.
Have you got a sister that can open cans or anything? We'll get her in.
I don't have a sister, but I'm sure one of my brothers might nominate.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's pretty average.
Better than yours, though. Wasn't it? Definitely better than and it's look, it's open.
I'll give yours a 4.3, so mine's fucking less than that. Hey, it's tropical, eh?
Yeah, definitely had it
where's
before.
Where's it take you?
It takes me...
We've done this before, but where's it take you right now? Out of your head?
Out of my head, into the shed. Probably going to drain this one, have another one, then I'll let you know where I'm going to be.
I'm just gonna tip him in. You know, I've been saying that lately a lot and texting it to the bros. Like, if someone sent me a photo, like today, the boys have been sending photos of, you know, you know what today is?
Sunday.
It is, but it's not. We're dropping this one on like Thursday or Friday next week. So, anyway, where was I going with that?
I don't know. You've been saying tipping it in.
Yeah, tipping it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been tipping them in and saying tip.
How many cans did you have before we got here?
None okay, today, good but boy. Might be still on something from yesterday.
Yeah.
As in, tins. Might be still tins.
Yeah, still on the tins. Sinking tins and having wins.
Oh, no, that's good.
Well, I'm sorry, little L. That is a, it's not a new one.
hey, but it is for today.
Did you know how long I walked around Uncle Dan's today to try to find something?
That's what's happened.
I actually went to go get, so the CBC, went to go get that and it's called a Goldie.
Oh.
And it's like a gold can.
Yeah.
And I searched it up on their website and, we don't stock that in this store. You've got to go to Springwood.
Well, did you make a song and dance about it?
No.
I would have.
Why?
Because then they get it in. They go, what?
No, I'm not going to be that person. I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to dance and, carry on.
I would have made a song and dance about it. And the song would have been... T-Swivel, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. Fucking you and your fucking T-Swivel. At least I know what to get you for Christmas.
What?
I'm going to get you a record.
Of
T-Swivel.
She goes, all right.
Any little teenage girls call a fucking T-Swivel anyway, don't they?
Whatever. Don't you like T-Swivel?
She's sexy.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'll listen to it, but I'm not.
Left hand, right. There's that. Fuck me. Fill me in. What's been going on? It's been a few days since we caught up. Only a couple of days.
It is, mate. I think we caught up on the Friday, was it?
It was only,
Friday. So it's only been a couple of days. So
it's been a bit going on, though.
Mate, fucking hectic weekend.
I
literally have not fucking stopped.
Yeah. So yesterday you took the big blue girl out. Mm. Oh, it was happy birthday to Nat.
My wife's birthday yesterday. So we all got in the cars. So Holly borrowed Jake's little Datsun 1200 Ute. And I chucked Mum in the blue Meanie and... We drove all the way to Yamanto?
From
ours, so it's about...
Yes?
About just...
Oh, 45,
50 minutes. Me being a bit anxious about this car, still trying to make stuff.
It's
going to work for the thing. So I get to Yamanto,
No stress on the way at all?
No, mate, no stress. There's only one little stress, which I'll get to. And then from Yamanto, we went out to Arachula Pub.
Yes.
Sort of along the back way, so middle road. This thing's fucking low, hey? Like, it's fucking... It's lower than a snake's belly, this thing. Like, it's just fucking dragging its ass all the way
along. How do you go over speed bumps?
Sideways. literally just
sideways.
A little bit of an angle, so
What would hit?
It's actually the tyres.
Would you belly out like a tortoise and have all four wheels?
No, it's not that low, but it's all its tyres. It feels like you're being shot at by a fucking Jedi warrior, like, because it just scrapes on the tyres on the guards.
Oh,
so as you go over the bumps, the tyres rub on the guards. Anyway.
So it's not the burnouts that are wearing the tyres out, it's the fucking guards.
Oh, no, it's the burnouts that are wearing them out.
It's the Queensland roads. They're fucking.
We don't do burnouts on Queensland roads. So if you come looking for me, Queensland police, it wasn't me.
No, they can't prove it.
That was on a private road.
Yeah. They're all private roads.
Yeah.
Fucking every single one of them.
Yeah.
Don't we own them?
Roads are
Don't we, the taxpayers, own the roads? And they're fucked and we own them. So they're all private.
Yeah.
Government fucking.
Would you ever do that fucking thing where when the coppers pull you over and say you're, you would have seen those videos getting around and you go, well, I'm traveling. I'm not driving. Yeah, the ones that's supposed to be from like a sovereign state and they don't abide by the police rules and...
I haven't seen too many.
You haven't seen that. It was big in America and it's coming over here and there's lots and lots of videos of it.
Oh, yeah, righto.
Very hard to explain, but yeah, it's fucking people saying that it's a corporation, the police force, and blah, blah, blah. I don't get into it. I don't buy into it. I just pay my fines and smile and wave.
So, Aratula Pub?
So, Aratula Pub. So, we all pulled up there. Yeah, really good. So, we got in there and had a feed, had a nice pizza. Very busy little place. I think it might have changed ownership since the last time I've been in there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, very well run. The service was mint.
Oh, good.
Mint, mate. We must have had like 3 or 4 girls come over and ask all our orders sort of been in. And then, yeah, when they're finished, how was it? You need anything else? It was good old-fashioned service.
Oh, how good's that?
Recommend it to anyone. I think the beers were cheap too, so it was, a good day. So my daughter's boyfriend's father came out as well to have a look at the blue girl.
Yep.
And we chucked him in the passenger seat and we drove to Boona. But before we did that, so I parked in a little bit of a gully. So a little bit bummed down.
Yep.
And obviously the fuel doesn't pick up from that point where it was. So,
oh, no.
So I'll give you a little bit of a comparison. So the little 1200 ute, you've seen the little blue one, little Datsun ute, which has got a 1.4 litre motor in it.
Yep.
So when we fueled it up at Aratula, because we filled up at Umanto, it used 8 litres of fuel.
Oh, here we go. Yep. Yeah.
The blue meanie was 27.
Oh, she just drinks it.
It's as thirsty as me.
It's a hot day. Yesterday was a hot day. It wasn't the right foot that was doing the drinking. It was just a hot day.
Yeah, hot day. So, yeah, so we had to push it onto some level ground, got it started, drive it really quickly over to the service station and,
fill
it up. So then I drove into Boona with Ian. And we get to Boona and said, mate, do you want to have a steer? And he goes, oh, fuck, yeah, can I? So jumps in, has a steer. So he pulls out, does a U-turn, comes up to the street. Police.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, but the police have done a U-turn. So they're up in front of us. We're turning right. So they're on the other side of the road from us, going away from us.
Yeah.
We go and keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. And they've done a U-turn and come back in. And they've followed Ian all the way out.
Oh,
back down towards the Queensland, what's the motorbike track?
QMP.
QMP, so all the way down there. So he couldn't have any fun in it. So he's just 85, 90 Ks in 100 zone, which
waiting.
I reckon makes you look more guilty than anything. So.
Yeah, because you're not.
But yeah, so we pulled over there in that little dirt patch and he got out. But yeah, he loved it. Loved it. So yeah, no, the car went really well. The temperature was all good. There's a couple of gauges that work when the lights are on. Some work when the lights are off.
Yep.
But the other ones don't. So, yeah, bits and pieces. So.
Oh, good.
But, mate, really, really good day. So I couldn't spend a better day on the roads.
Yeah, nice. And the Mo's cracking on pretty good. We're in, of course, the Movember. We're doing the Movember Challenge. And Barney's challenge is the Mo. Because you can grow fucking facial hair quicker than...
My wife is off it.
Is she off it?
She's off it.
Right. So was there any birthday kisses yesterday?
No, there's no kisses anymore. So this is the thing I have to put up with.
So are you in a bit of a dry spell now?
Yeah, I'm in the dry spell now. So
you're in the dry paddock?
Yeah.
Just because of the Mo?
And the daughter's formal's coming up in a fortnight. So she said, nah, it's fucking not staying on. I said, it's got to. It's for fucking men's mental health. This is what we do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so there's a bit. So you're gonna have to make a decision coming up closer to the four, if you rip it off and start again.
So if I rip it off,
I think you're gonna have to.
Why?
Well, for photos.
Why?
You know what? I'm just hoping that if you do, then I get a bit of a fucking leeway with me purple, blue, fucking pinker dot hair.
No. You know, that's good. We're doing the measurements and stuff as well. So,
so it's day. This is. I know when we drop this, it's like third. It's like the, no.
Today's the third.
Yeah, I know, but when we drop this episode, it's going to be like a week from now. Mm. So, being it's the third today, I have kept up my bargain. I've done 2 kilometers each day, so I'm already up to 6K.
Well done, mate.
Yeah, 2Ks isn't hard to do. You just step outside and run 2Ks, but it's just. The whole, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Let's do the daily thing. Let's crack up 2K. Boom, boom, boom. I'm sure there's going to be a day when I miss and I'll have to do 4K, you know. So, but just keep cracking along.
Plugging away.
And I haven't dropped it on socials yet because I'm waiting for that other episode to drop on tomorrow. I think it's dropping, which is the 4th.
Yep.
To then put it all our social medias about Movember.
Yep.
So hopefully by now, by the time you guys are listening to this, we're a week in, there should be already some donations and things coming through on our Movember page for men's mental health. So that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
It's good. It's
it
good.
Is.
It's good.
Is, it's a talking point.
Correct.
I actually forget I got it, so.
You what?
Yeah, I actually forget I got the Mo, so.
You forget it, you had it?
A lot of people actually still does it get walk it, up to me.
Do you get itchy about it?
No, not
like
on that.
The whole...
I will as it grows longer. Yeah, I'll start
and you start playing with it.
Start playing with it like I'm a distinguished gentleman.
Like a chopper
getting
reed.
Lots of notices about it though. Like lots of people talking about it.
Yeah, well that's what it's about.
Mainly
it?
In men's toilets, but anyway.
Next to the glory hole. So you
straight up.
So are you doing the big handlebar one? Like how far actually, down?
I think I might do the chopper. At the moment I've just sort of got it cut off just at the lip area.
Yeah, it looks like it's going a bit further down.
Yeah, I sort of haven't put a lot of effort into it yet. So it'll evolve. Mm-hmm. And as it comes off, you go back and try different things and then you sort of get the Hitler one.
Yep.
That's not very popular.
That Hitler fucking imagine shaving it all off but that for the daughter's fucking for Holly's formal. Hey, that'd be you'd be shot.
And I'll turn up in a VW.
You'd be shot. you should be off ya. Should be fucking off ya.
What else you been up to for the weekend, mate?
Mate, I've had since you've seen me, it's been not a rough 24 hours, but I went to a funeral yesterday. One of my cousins actually, Shazza, she fell ill a few years ago to cancer.
Yeah.
And she's had a massive a battle with it and it ended up unfortunately succumbing to it. And we celebrated Shaz's birthday yesterday.
Yep.
So shout out to the family. A thing about funerals is it's getting the people back together again, as in like, your family, you might only catch up with them a couple times a year. But unfortunately, I was sitting there in the church and I was looking at for me and my whole family, we haven't had to do a lot of funerals yet and we're all... I'm 46 and my close family members, we haven't had to do a lot yet. Yes, there's been, my grandpa, my grandmother, the older generations. Yep. But the next generation to go is my dad and his brothers and sisters, because they are getting older. Yep. And sitting in that church there yesterday, sorry, Dad, if you're hearing this, because obviously you are a listener. I don't mean this, you're going to pass, but we're all going to, right?
Yeah.
But I was sitting there in that church and just looking around, looking at all of the people that are with us still, and just, I guess, probably a gratitude moment, that they still are with us.
Yep. It's a badge that not a lot get to wear, so.
Yeah, correct.
You've got to own it.
The ones that have already passed on, that's life, unfortunately.
Yep.
But the ones that are still with us, I guess it's a gratitude moment that you're grateful for the people that still are around, especially the older generation. I don't want to, unfortunately the next 10 to 20 years there's just going to be the next ones to go.
Oh yeah. So you're not going to as many 21st, you're not going to many weddings. Yeah. It's now.
Even though the family.
There's actually a calendar, like a sundial-y type thing where you're going, your 21st are not likely, like a fire meter.
Oh, 100%.
And then
I can't remember last time I went from 21st. That was probably 20 years ago. Yeah.
Actually, it was Noah's 21st the other day.
Oh, yeah. Was too.
Our sponsor.
Yeah, so
21.
Was too.
21 today and never been kissed on the elbow.
Oh, he's probably been kissed in a lot of places.
Yeah,
the elbow. No. Yeah. He's a very handsome man.
Oh, he's good looking rooster. Mate,
actually, isn't. Yeah, exactly, right? Shout out to you now. Happy birthday, bros. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy 21st.
Hope you had a fucking good one. Actually, maybe it's a 21st birthday party. Did you get an invite?
No, not yet. And if it's been, well, at least we know where we fit in his, circle of friends. Yeah. So shout out to you, Noah. Thanks, mate. Yeah. Oh, it might have got missed in the mail,
Yeah, I haven't checked the mailbox.
No.
So, yeah, no. Or if
I don't think I've got a mailbox. But fucking one of the funniest things happened yesterday was, it wasn't. Anyway, so we're at the wake on the piss. Celebrating, having a drink, getting together, and fucking because where my car was parked on the side of the road where we had the wake, I'm not going to say where it was, but one of my dickhead friends, Hemsy, we all know about Hemsy, we've talked about him a few times here, he drove past.
Fucking honking the horn.
Nah, he's seen my car. Didn't honk the horn. He's just come, just made himself at home.
Just rocked in.
Just rocked straight in. We're all, you know.
Did he have his red Crocs on?
Fucking oath he did.
Yeah.
And he had and stubbies shorts. And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, he's come walking in. He fucking sits down. Oh, you know, what are we doing? And I was like, yeah, we're, yeah, anyway. And he's like, oh, are we? All right, so yeah. So he didn't really realise what the thing was, but.
He would have owned it.
Yeah, he just like went roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, what are you fucking doing? And he's like, oh, I was just driving past. I went, yeah, I know, but why? He's like, oh, and I won't say this guy's name, but he's like, I was just down the road for a bunga party.
A bunga party?
Yeah. So, you know, like a Tupperware party where you get Tupperware.
Yep.
Well, he went to a bunga party. Fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, actually buying fireworks?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Rightio. How good's that?
Yeah. Rightio. Hook
us up.
Who's that?
Anyway, so not dropping any names because that'd be just rude of me.
Yeah.
He went and it's so funny. So he had to, it was a last minute thing. He got a phone call saying, boom, bang, come over, bring cash. He's like, fuck, cash. He's looking around the house and his missus is away at the moment overseas on a bit of a holiday. And she's left little bits of cash everywhere for, I don't know, the cleaner lady that comes in and the builder. I think they've got some building going on, whatever. So he's got little bits of cash here and there, but they are for specific things. Well, he's just gone around.
Fucking robbed.
Fucking raped the bloody cashola that's sitting around and just ran over. So anyway, he went to the bunga party, got some bungas. And then then he rocked up at the wake. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, I got him out of the car. I was like, well, go get him. So he's gone out and he's come back in with a couple of bungers. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, really? And for me, I was like, am I doing this again at a at another family thing where I get the blame for what the things that are happening?
It is what it is.
So, and I just want, you know what? Yeah, so I actually passed the bungers on to another person and went, you deal with it.
Can you light these?
No, can you? Anyway, so he ended up getting them back and I said, not in here near the where we were. Anyway, so we went out in the bitumen road, didn't he? And what do? You light them up on the bitumen road. Halfway through, I think it was like a 12 shot, you know, like, so boom, 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 a motorbike comes and I've got the video. I'll show you the video. I should have shown you before we got on. But this motorbike rider comes along as it's still going, pew, 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 pew. Oh, fuck, I was
lucky it wasn't a motorbike cop.
Yeah, well, lucky it wasn't a cop in general.
Yeah. Yep.
However, there was a cop in the fucking audience, but we just left that one alone. Oh, so, mate, that was exciting for finishing a wake off with a bunga party.
Yep.
With the bungers.
Yep. Just a dude drop in. So
just
good on your Hemsy.
Hemsy. We're not going to name who Hemsy is. He's just a random dude.
Yep. But you'll see because he's the only one in Bow Desert that has red Crocs.
And hangs and he hangs out at Jubilee Park too a hell of a lot. I don't know what he does there, but he hangs out there.
Oh, so Jubilee Park's the go, is it?
Oh, that's what I've been told, that he hangs out there. Oh, you know what he did when he came into the hall? What
did he do?
He sack whacked me.
Oh.
My right testicle is three times the size of my left right now.
Yeah.
He dropped me.
I'm not going to ask you to show me.
No, he fucking dropped me.
Yeah.
So I'm actually freeballing today because... Oh, there's another subject. I'm actually freeballing because, it just hurts to wear jocks. Another cousin of mine actually said that they listened to the potty and she said, what's freeloading? And I looked and I went, what? He said, oh, you talk about freeloading on the potty. I'm like... Oh, and I'm trying to scratch my head about freeloading. I'm like, freeloading is when you when you're
smoke cigarettes and don't fucking have your own.
Yeah, yeah, when you're scumming shit up. And I'm like, oh, I can't remember freeloading. She's gone, oh, you know, when you don't wear jocks. I'm like, no, that's fucking freeballing. And she's like, oh, yeah, freeballing.
Oh,
fucking
it.
Hell. So
love it.
Anyway, so, funeral yesterday, It was sad. It was a mix of emotionals. A mix of emotions.
Oh, funerals
mixed
are.
Bad of emotions. Yeah.
Funerals are. Yeah. And it's a shame that everyone can't get together before something like that happens. That's the thing that you sort of always look back on. And so,
but I'm, time poor, eh? Like everyone's time
100%.
Poor.
But you've got to make time, man. That's what I'm a firm believer. If you don't put a fucking date on something that you're going to go do something, then it's not going to happen. But I also, so speaking of funerals, and that will go back to Phil. So I had to drop in and pick up my daughter's formal dress on the way through.
Yep.
So Phil and Renee used, well, Phil used, no, well, Phil. Anyway, they live at Croy.
Yes.
At Croy area. Yep. So I dropped in there on the way home from Torben Lee. And picked up the dress, and she said, "Oh, I've got something else for you." So I got my the top pennier, not top pennier, the radiator support bloody brackets. Phil didn't like them; they were yellow.
Oh,
on my bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, because we got off the bikes one day, and he said, "Fucking don't like that yellow on that. That's fucking shit." And that was just before the accident.
Yep.
Just after the accident, or before the accident.
Before the accident. Yeah.
Fuck, I'm all lost.
Yeah, there, you're right. You're right.
And so one of the other boys is a powder coater.
Yep.
So he said, "Righto, bring him into me and I'll get him powder coated." This is after all the everything's things that Phil didn't like him, so I'm painting them black now.
Yeah.
So not only did he powder coat them black, so shout out to Ryan if you're listening. Fucking cheers, mate, for powder coating them black.
Yeah.
But then it's actually got two little stickers on it.
Yeah.
And it's got Phil Anal.
Yeah.
Approved.
Oh, nice.
And.
Nice little touch.
One more little touch on it. It's upside down. Because they're quite confusing sort of things, the way they look and that they sort of go. And I think the old Hepco and Becker sticker was actually upside down on it originally. So he's probably looked at it on that. So it's not his fault. And he said, "I'll get some more stickers." He said,
nah,
we're fucking leaving it.
That's the way it is.
This would fucking boil his piss something chronic with that fucking just being out of place because he was Phil Anal.
Yes,
so we're leaving it. At, but yeah, it's...
Look, that's and you know what? That's a good talking point because if you're out and about...
Yeah.
And you, maybe you're at a cafe or whatever, and someone's walking past and going,
"That's upside down,
dude. Why's that upside?" It's a talking point.
Yeah.
And what's it going? What are you going to talk about?
Yeah,
Phil Anal.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's awesome that upside down or whatever it is going to reflect.
Yeah,
you know, something significant.
Yeah, it's one of those little things. But yeah, just it's still everyone's still talking, and it's sort of funny as you go along. You sort of like, I actually don't have a tear in my eye at the moment. So but when she give me the crash bars with approved by,
it comes out.
So you'll be for always remembered.
Yeah,
so,
that's 100%. Fucking awesome. We're going to have a take a little piss break and get another can.
Done.
Oh, yeah. A bit light in the bladder.
Fast forward this. If we're still doing this when, say, I'm 60 or 70, 75, something like that, imagine doing that. That music would actually be most of the podcast because you'd be up pissing
all the time.
Yeah.
So. Probably all the time now we were even talking about this, we'd have to go for another piss stop.
Another piss, yeah. So it'd be just constantly elevated music.
I'm going to bring something up. But that's in my notes too about that subject. So I'll bring it up. Yeah, I'll bring it up later.
Let's get another tin.
Yep. The fridge is opening, even though you're nowhere near the fridge. It just seems to open itself up. Righto. Oh, I'm going to crack. I'm going to try and make this crack better. How do I do that?
I don't know. That's sort of comes with practice. Oh, that was good. I'm going to give it a 7.
I actually tried slowing it down and then I went. Yeah. Then I did a quickie. Yep.
Yeah. Get better cans.
Yeah.
Get better cans.
You know what?
CBC.
Yep. Anyway, I'm not going to get too far into it.
Mm.
Oh.
How cold is that? It's like currently, I think it's about 32 degrees.
Yeah, it is. It's 32 degrees.
Time is 3:41 in Bow Desert with like storms brewing up. So it's humid as fuck.
And as you say that, a ball of sweat has just entered my bum crack.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Because I'm not wearing jocks.
Yeah, so it's just...
So it's rolling down. Right now, I can feel it.
That's uncomfortable. You've made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just sharing. Sharing's caring, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you do? Sharing's caring?
Sharing's caring.
But it is. It's that sweaty. It is. It's hot, humid, and back crack sweaty weather.
Mm.
Back crack.
Yep.
Back crack sack.
Yep.
Sweaty.
Yep.
How are you going over?
No, my crack's pretty good, actually.
Is that your crack?
No, my sack. That's my sack. So I was just... So my crack's good, and then I just felt my sack. So my sack's...
Noah, clip this up, please. He's touching. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain
after
it, but that's not
talking about people sitting there playing with their dicks.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's annoying. Stop playing with your fucking dick.
If I want to make Stiffy uncomfortable, sit here and play with it. So.
Anyway, squirrel. That's gonna go on a that's gonna go on a shirt.
Yeah, squirrel.
Talking about shirts, shout out to
Tagline.
He's got dropped in some more shirts, so thank you very much.
They look very good.
They do.
It's also got his logo right down the bottom here.
And you're going to pronounce it. You're gonna.
Shirts by Tagline.
Shirts by Tagline.
Yeah, I can't actually do it, so it's.
But does it mean?
Yeah, so it means we're from the streets and we're doing well.
Okay.
So his missus is. Fuck, if I get this wrong, I'm fucking sorry, Angela. Mexican? Oh, yeah, Mexican.
Yep.
Yeah. So I caught up them today and dropped off some more shirts for us. And, yeah, they look good.
Good.
I actually like the little logo down the bottom. So
Yeah.
It looks good.
It does. It actually sets it off.
I actually think I should be their model.
Well, we could put you up on a poster.
Yeah.
On a billboard.
Yeah.
On what about on the side of the fucking Pacific One going to Narang?
Yeah.
We'll put a big lads podcast fucking billboard and you can be the poster boy.
How good would that be?
Yeah, awesome. Seeing your ugly mug up there. Did you hear that?
I don't think it's ugly.
Oh, you actually did hear that because you had your ears off.
But I suppose you can turn around because it's fucking, you know what it's like. I'm a fucking fidgeter.
How fucking terrible am I? You had your ears off, but yet I'm still talking.
Yeah.
So you can still hear me.
Yeah. I probably knew what you were going to say. Probably. Anyway, so fucking Bluetoothed India.
There was something that's popped up in my. Oh, what were we talking about?
We're talking about piss breaks.
Oh, yes. So, we're talking about piss breaks. The other day, I was in, where was I? I've got it in my notes about piss breaks because I was in somewhere. I was doing something.
Oh, McDonald's.
No.
Yep.
Was I?
Yep. Read your notes.
Oh, no, it was, gotcha. It wasn't McDonald's, it was Macca. That's his nickname.
Oh, Macca.
Yes. Right, so, the other day, I was in Macca's shed, which is like McDonald's. Yep, okay. And massive big storm came over, right?
Yep.
So we're drinking piss in the shed and big storm. So we had these roller doors down. We had everything down, but you couldn't open any door because it was bucketing down. But I was busting for a piss.
Yep.
So I'm like sitting in the chair, crossing my legs, rocking back and forth, holding my fucking hands together, like clenching everything. And then next minute, the storm stopped, the rain stopped.
Yep.
But guess what else stopped?
The pee stopped.
The piss to urge. The urge to piss stopped. Yep. Where the fuck does that go?
Mm.
Where does it go?
Mm.
Where does it go?
I do not know.
Like
I
was busting.
It must be the water thing. Like the sound of water.
You're right.
So when I'm traveling with the girls in the car and that, if they actually say, oh, I really need to do a wee, I'll actually go into to my music and get waterfall music.
Yeah.
And start playing waterfall music and
I get it when I'm washing my hands at work. Like I've got the degreaser in my hand, like the soap. And the tap's running and I'm like, oh, I got to piss. And then by the time you finish like rinsing your hands off, you're like crossing your legs going, fuck.
Yeah. That used to happen to me a lot at truck stops. So you'd be filling the truck up.
Yep.
Holding the thing. I think we've actually spoke about this before. Yeah. But
have you ever pissed at the Bowser?
Uh-huh.
I have too.
Yep. 100%. Fucking just
a Bowser piss.
Yeah.
I'm calling that a Bowser piss. Mm. That's a Bowser piss. Mm. I think I would have done more than 10 Bowser pisses in my lifetime.
Oh, I was going to go like 6.
Yeah, I've probably done a bit more.
Yeah.
The ones that I feel
comfortable. I guess I've got a big fuel tank.
Well, you know the outback one. Well, when I say outback one, but you know, when you get out of the city, you go out west or whatever, and the Bowser, no one can fucking see you anyway. You can just drop your fucking.
Yeah.
Or lift it. Depends on what sort of attire you're wearing. If you're wearing footy shorts, you just fucking lift. Do you do it? If you're wearing footy shorts, do you lift up from the bottom and do old school?
Yep.
Or do you pull down from the top?
Yeah, it depends on what shorts I'm wearing.
Correct.
I'm
wearing
like pants and.
Let's go
jeans.
Footy shorts.
Yeah, I'm side. I'm side.
On the
motion.
Side. You're a lift up.
Yeah.
Balls out, cock out, piss. Yeah, and then, done.
Yeah. Put it back away.
So bows are pissing. What about in the city? Everyone's watching you. I've still done it. Well, not everyone's watching you, but, you know, there's people around, there's cameras on you.
I think if you've got to go, you've got to go. And I reckon now that I'm sort of getting a bit of age on me, I could actually, if the officer come up and tap me on the shoulder and went, yeah, well, mate.
Just, yeah. Just let me finish.
I've got a bit going on, mate. I had a little bit of, yeah, got something wrong with the prostate or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Just go. Well, what if he goes and checks your prostate just to make sure?
Are they legally allowed to do that?
Well, if you're saying you've got something, he's like, well, I've got a search warrant. Yeah. I'm going to search your bum.
And what's he going to do if he wants a second opinion with two fingers
two
in?
Two digits. Yeah, it's worse when you're... for me, it's like you're not even halfway through filling up a tank yet. It's like you're at $2.35 and the urge comes on and you're like, oh, no, I've got this.
Yeah, no, you don't.
And then at about $10 mark, you're like, ooh, I'll push through this.
Yeah.
And then at the $15, $20 mark, you're like, oh, no, I'm having a second. And then you start doubting yourself. Once you start doubting yourself,
yeah,
it's all bad.
Yeah.
I've never had a shit at a Bowser, have you?
No, never had a shit. Don't shit at Bowser's, people. That's fucking uncouth. I reckon someone would have out there.
A fucking like, oath they have.
Yeah. 100% they would have been. Yeah,
someone would have shat at a Bowser. Shit, call in if you've had a shit at a Bowser.
Oh, fucking or not.
Because a piss is pretty, I reckon, okay-ish, isn't it?
Oh.
Is it okay-ish?
We're just time poor. That's the thing. Is like you're rushing around to do this. I'm fucking not rushing. I'm Australian.
But if you saw someone pissing at a Bowser, you're just like, yeah.
I would be like, yeah. Knuckles.
If you saw someone shitting at a Bowser,
yeah,
you're like, are you off him?
Get him some of those wipes. Would you help him out or not?
I don't know, but would you be off him?
Actually, have you been asked in a fucking public toilet, like throw over some toilet paper or anything like that?
I've done it myself.
And would you? Yeah. Or do the old fucking pants down around your ankles and fucking hobble into the next.
Yeah, toilet. Yeah, you've done all that. Yeah. But I have been at a point where you're just like, oh, you look over and there's no dunny paper. You're like, fuck.
Fucking.
But you know, there's like, you know.
Mate, throw some over.
Yeah, you're like, dude, you got any spare? Yeah. But then you don't know how you're going to receive it because he's touching the toilet paper that the toilet paper's going to touch your asshole. So you're like, oh,
that's right.
Do you want to use it?
I'm not eating off it. So.
Yeah, oh. But do you just forfeit a sock?
No, not if there's someone there next door and they're fucking willing to hand you some fucking toilet paper.
Yeah. Or on the roll, you mean like if they pass the rollover, you
roll
can,
it under, throw it
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, fucking, yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
How's that toilet paper where it looks like you were saying the other last potty with a Talio paper, but it comes out like a Talio. You know, it's just those one sheet things.
I fucking hate that.
One fucking one ply, one sheet.
Fucking balls might piss that.
If you're in a dunny with one ply, one sheet rule, what's the rule? Do you go 10 pieces to get 10
ply? Oh, mate, I use triple the amount.
Fuck yeah, you pull it all out, don't you?
Yeah.
And do you still fold it or do you scrunch that?
I'm a scruncher.
I've tried folding.
I've tried folding, but yeah, I'm 100% a scruncher.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah. I'm a folder. We've talked about this before. Yeah, we've talked about this before.
No, scruncher.
Oh, fuck, that's a bit about piss and shit at a Bowser. Fuck, we go on some rants.
We fucking do, don't we? You got any news, mate, or what?
Actually,
what are you doing Friday night?
So, tomorrow night, as this drops, if we drop it. Anyway, fuck, I'm getting too technical in my fucking head. Right. Going boxing. So, Kai and I are going to go up and watch the Boaters at Storm in Toowoomba.
Yep.
The big Dylan Biggsy. So, I've never seen him fight. I've seen him fight on TV. Yep. Yes. But I've never seen a live fight, so that's going to be sick.
Yep.
Can't wait to go up and watch him box on. So, Justin obviously will be up there from Butters at Boxing Club amongst the rest of the fighters. So I guess I'll have a lot more news once we get back from that fight.
Yeah, keep me updated, because I'll obviously be heading off on Tuesday now, not Monday. So, I still won't be back for that, unfortunately.
Yeah. So that's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be Kai's first ever fight night.
Yep.
So he's never been to a fight like that before. So that's going to be pretty cool. Not staying up there, going to be travelling home, but yep, that's going to be good. So that's my news that I'm bringing to the table. What do you got, Buzz?
My only news was I was sort of scrolling through the Facebook the other day and come up against let me go into my little fucking notes here. Was the Darwin Beer Can Regatta.
The fucking what?
The beer can regatta.
What the fuck's that?
So it's where they build fucking boats out of fucking beer cans.
Oh, fuck off.
Yep. And then it's, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Is it a race?
It's a regatta. Yeah, it's a race.
It's a regatta. So yeah, where?
Oh, so Darwin. So here you go. I'll give you a few little dot points here and there. So,
Shoot me.
Okay. Event overall. It's an anvil. It's an annual race where people build boats from empty beer cans and then race them over water. History.
Yep.
Started in 1974 as a fun community-driven event to raise funds for local charities. Which most events do, and that's the good side of the whole
thing. That's why everyone gets into it.
Yeah. Yep. So, location typically held in the Darwin Harbour with, like, a festival-type atmosphere. So, they've got food trucks and...
So, obviously, flat, calm water too. Would it be calm water?
I don't know if it's on the day and it's if it's spawning up a gale or something like that.
But it's not in the ocean.
Crocodiles? Is there crocodiles in there or not?
They have to be. It's Darwin.
Yeah, well...
Crocodiles don't want to discriminate.
You want to be able to make a good boat.
Fuck. Mm. Dude. Imagine sinking a tinny.
Fucking what a play on words.
Holy fucking hell.
Sinking a tinny.
Yeah, then getting...
Yeah, like imagine, we need a repair site. Knock another tinny over and
throw it straight. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck, we sprung a leak. Someone smashes a tinny, boys.
Yeah. That's gold. I like that. That was well played. I nearly missed that too, so... Yeah, so boats judged on creativity.
Yep, you got it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Design, performance with multiple race categories. So there's obviously different ones. So the bigger the better. The Priscilla type fucking shows.
Yeah. You could have like a punt style boat with a flat bottom. You could have a fucking...
Mate, imagine some of the images of it, mate. They go... All out.
You could have like a big Viking, bathtub style. Like
Viking fucking style ones. And
you'd have to have outriggers, wouldn't you? Because and they'd be just big kegs.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. The ideas that are coming through my head right now.
Yep.
Kegs for outriggers. We should be...
I'm just looking over here.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've got enough to sort of make a canoe.
We've got enough tins over there to fucking nearly make the Titanic, bros.
Yeah. There's a lot of tins there.
What happened to the Titanic?
We've got to do something with those.
Maybe we should call it... We should call it the Titanic.
Wouldn't that be good to be up there when we actually do our lap around Australia?
Yeah, the lads Titanic in the regatta.
Yeah.
It's happening. Chalk it up.
We'll have one tin each.
No, I'll put that on the to-do list, please.
Actually, you've got a little calendar over here too, I see.
Do you call that little?
That's a big calendar.
Thank you. Yeah, it's empty.
Yeah. It is at the moment. It's still in the fucking
plastic bag.
Yeah, so pretty much that's it. Like I said, it's got heaps of local food and tourism and... And it also promotes recycling, environmental awareness by using beer cans as the primary material. So,
do we know how long the race is? Like, is it a...
No, I actually don't have that.
Obviously, if it's a circuit race, you've got to go around a couple of buoys.
No, it doesn't actually say. Right.
We'll come back to you on that.
But yeah.
That'd be a bit of fun, hey? Like building your own boat. It's like that soapbox derby.
The
soapbox derby... thing down a hill, whether you build a soapbox derby car, which Mount Cootha, is that where you're trying to spin
out? No, there's another one up here, just up the road here. Wood Hill School.
I don't think they've had that for years.
Isn't that still on?
I don't know.
If it is, we're making one.
100%.
We are making
one. No, I'll put that on the to-do list. Wood Hill School.
We can't even Google yet. I'll tell you what, Telstra.
Excuse me. Anyone, together. Actually, no, we let's get our callers. Let's get our listeners. We need to know if the Wood Hill School, excuse me, I've got the burpees and the hickeys, downhill soapbox derby challenge, I think that's what they used to call it, is still a goer. And if it is, when is it? Because we'll do something with the lads.
And if it's not, let's bring it back.
Oh.
Let's bring it back. This community needs. It needs more little things like that.
Yeah.
You can sort of duck around and go and do one.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping it's still going.
Yeah.
Because then we'd have to bring it back.
I've actually got a couple of hills that in mind that I could actually do.
We had one in my dad's dairy farm one day up at Burst, up at Thingy-Majiggy. Nearly said it. I've got footage of it on the old 8mm camera. So this would have been in the early 80s.
Yep.
And... It was just a hill that Dad, I think, slashed, and then down the bottom was a few hay bales, and there was no rules. It was just send it, and there was broken bones. I'm pretty sure I can remember one of the Winnies, I think their last name is. I think they broke a wrist or something, but anyway, I'll have to get back to you on that.
We did one, but yeah.
We could use my driveway.
Oh, that's concrete. It's that's speed.
Steep, dude.
We could use brake. We could use brake and hill, like within the wheelie bins we used to do.
Yeah. And you see the ones with the little Barbie cars and shit like that. So there's heaps of those around. So.
Righto, someone get back to us, please. Let us know if you know if the Woodhill Soapbox Downhill Challenge is still a goer. We want to be part of it.
That's the thing, is it like insurance stuffs it for everything now, doesn't it?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, we might know some people. So anyway, that's good. And the other one was, so with that regatta with the beer cans, the other one was, yes, have you seen they do it? I think they do it down at Sydney Harbour where they build a aircraft, like a glider, and they run off the pier and it's however far you go. Some just fucking brute.
Yeah, that's a Red Bull one, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, Red Bull Challenge. There was one bloke designed this glider looking thing and he went a fair way.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, they go all out and that sort of shit. So, but it's all good for the community. It's a bit of an entertainment.
It's good. It's good. What have you got? Oh, dude. Okay, I want to know. And have I brought this up before? The phrase, not here to fuck spiders. Have we talked about that?
I don't think so.
It's in my notes still.
We've literally spoken about it.
So what the fuck is that all about? I'm sure we haven't talked about this.
Well...
not here to fuck spiders.
It's pretty fucking self-explanatory, isn't it? Like, we're not here to actually go and fuck spiders, so let's get it done.
So I Googled it. It's an Australian slang used to indicate one has serious business to pursue and should not be wasting time.
Yep. You know another good one? Not here to put fucking socks on centipedes.
Correcto.
Because that's going to get you busy.
Well, that's a waste of time, isn't it? That is that's a waste wasting of time.
Well, yeah.
You could just put him in a sleeping bag. And he'd be all covered up.
Yeah, and why would you want to put socks on? And why would you want to fuck a spider?
Be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Oh, it depends if it was daddy long legs. They don't bite.
What about a trapdoor?
No, that'd be silly. You've just been silly now, Steve.
Well, I wasn't talking about the spider.
You've been silly.
It's just a trapdoor.
And you probably don't have enough butter.
Right. You freak. That's good. Yeah, so what was the go with, you know, what I was going to bring up next? So we talked about this on the last podcast. I was going to bring up each week we were going to talk about the Podcast Royale and one fight after we talked. Just spoke about Dylan Biggs. I'm going to go up and check him out.
That'll be good, man. I'm fucking so envious. I couldn't get up there to do that. So
yeah, well,
jealous.
I'll bring you back the goodies. But this one, this next fight card. So this is all about the Podcast Royale down the Gold Coast, end of April next year. And the round two, or the fight two, I should say, is Brody Hetherington from Now That's Dramas podcast. And that's him there.
That's Brody.
Brody looks fit.
He's got it. And look at the size of the hands.
Yeah, and his neck. He's boxed on before, I reckon.
Yeah, it looks like he's got some going. And then he's fighting Braden McFarlane. He's from the We Don't Get Out Much podcast. And have a look at this guy.
Mm.
So that's going to be fight two if I show you again.
Yeah, the two boys. Oh, I'm going to... yeah.
That's the boys that are fighting.
Remember our bets that we put on last time? And I think we got let down on the last fight, actually. So, Knuckles.
Oh, dude.
Actually,
that can be
my fuck off. That was my
bet.
That can be my fuck off now. So, Knuckles, you can fuck off for losing that fight. Fuck off.
Oh, you're putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm putting it out there. Fuck off.
I'm going to say.
Be better.
I'm going to say he didn't let us down.
Yeah, he did. I fucking lost my fucking money on it. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I wish that, mate. I think I was up for like a couple of G's if that fight won.
Yep.
So that would have been that was going to go straight on the bloody.
Do you remember Brody the our last potty?
As in 2 days ago.
Yep.
Yep.
Obviously, remember it. That beetle is still dying on the floor behind you.
No ways.
Yep. He's still dying there.
Maybe it's a different one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's his brother Ben. Yeah,
sorry about that.
I think that's his brother Ben. All right, so I had a call in actually. Do you want me to play one of those?
Yeah, do a call in.
Okay, I've just got to change my notes over to Joe. Here we go. Let's see what this one is.
Okay, Steffi, Barney, Cordy's neighbour just checking in with.
Oh, no. We've played that one. You fucking idiot.
Fuck, we're good.
Here we go.
Hey, g'day, Stiffy and Barney, the bot from Bundy here.
Hey, bot, how are
you, mate? The other day you were talking about these, I think those, or some sort of low-carb beer, like 3.4 something or other.
Yes, we were.
I was like, fuck me, like low-carb, I'm a bit of a fat bastard, so I thought that might be good for me, you know? So I'm a bit fucking pissed off, though. I went to the Bottle-O, bought a whole carton of low carb beer and drank it all, and I'm still just as fucking fat.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think it works that way, does it? It
doesn't work that way. It's like fucking drinking a whole bottle of fucking Diet Coke and eating a pack of Tim Tams. It just doesn't work like that. Sorry, bot, to fucking. We probably need to put that in our disclaimer. Low carb beer will not make you skinny.
You know what I saw last week in Woolworths?
What'd you see?
Mint slices, but they were in a really random. They weren't up in the normal section. They were down in this other end of an aisle, and I had to have a second look, and they were gluten free.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Don't know.
Mm.
How many gluten free people did you know at school?
Zero.
I reckon there was probably one. There was a couple with celiacs. Is it celiacs? Fucking credit for all. I don't really give a fuck.
Celiacs.
Celiacs. I don't know. Fucking don't pick on my fucking speech impediment. Celiacs.
Isn't that something off TV where you see a celiac?
Celiac. Yeah, anyway, fucking. Fucking. How rude picking on my fucking speech
impediment. No, I'm not. I'm just laughing at anyway, your silly act.
Yeah, no, fucking I do it all the time. But yeah, so I reckon probably one or two, but now everyone's got it.
But have they? Or are they just blaming just something?
I just think they're saying it, so.
That's like vegos, like if you're going to be vegetarian for 2 years and not stick it out for the rest of your life. But are they? Really?
Just not making it stick. Not like shit to a blanket.
Yeah, just go out and eat whatever you want, fucking exercise, and that's your balance. If you want to eat shit, fine.
I actually did hear back something that was actually pretty interesting. It said you can't out, and it would come from one of these food eating competition people. You know, they fucking scoff heap food into them. And
oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
So one of them, and the fucking all of them are fucking fit as fuck.
Yeah, because what do they do?
Yeah,
what do they do?
They train.
Fucking oath they do.
It's a fucking fly annoying me.
They balance it out. If they consume 50,000 calories in an eating challenge,
yeah,
they'll burn off 50,000 calories in whatever they need to do.
But he said that you can't out-exercise a bad diet. So you can exercise as much as you want, but if you've got a bad diet, you can't fucking out-exercise it. So it doesn't matter how much you eat or fucking what you eat.
Yep.
If you've got a bad diet, you can't fucking, yeah.
So oh, it's correct.
It's a fucking, it's a balancing thing. 100%.
So, yeah. Have you got a joke of today? Did you bring a joke along?
I think I did, actually.
Well, how about we get into this next segment? Joke of the day, joke of the day, it's a
party animal, joke of the day. Woo! Woo! Did you hear about the first restaurant that's about to open on the moon?
No, I did not.
Food's good, bad atmosphere.
I like it.
You got one?
Yeah, I've got one. What is it called when Optimus Prime gets a sneaky wristy?
Fuck, if I know, actually.
Carjacking.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, so do I. Like it. Fucking get the sneaky wristy. It's called a jacket. Is it? What a carjacking.
A carjacking.
So maybe the big Will needs to go see Optimus Prime.
Absolutely. Actually, he's been doing night shifts at the moment, so he actually hasn't called in for a joke for this week.
Well,
so
you know what that means is the contract is null and void.
No, it's not actually, because he still hasn't got a wristy for all the other ones he's done. So
well, he's
got
to go see Little L for that. I think there's there's a little note in there.
Yeah, I think he was asking too much anyway, so. And that sounds gay. Well, he's not gay.
Well, isn't it? That's what I mean. Like, maybe Little L needs to do it. So then it's not gay. Mm. It's like helping them out.
Yeah, 100%. But you know, we actually missed. We didn't actually give a shout out to our socials or anything like that. Oh, so we need to fucking do that.
If you're loving what you're loving, are you loving what you're loving?
Are you loving what we're liking?
Are you liking what we're loving?
I don't know. One of those.
We could go around and all that. Yep. So what are our socials, mate?
Look, we're on the TikTok and we're on the Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And we've also our email. What is it, Steve?
theladspotty@gmail.com.
So, yeah, send us in a rant. Actually, we need, because we spent a fucking lot of money on that
on
bloody.
On the Sona silent collars.
Sona collars.
The cone of silence. Yeah. We need something to talk about in that cone of silence. So someone help us out.
Other than that, we've actually got a couple of buyers lined up. If we're not going to use it, we'll flick it off. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'd rather see us use it because fuck. Yeah, it's still there.
It's got cobwebs, though.
Yeah, it's got a few. Yeah. I'm sure someone will ring in one day with one.
100%.
So shout out to our socials. Please, the only way we're going to grow this and get this thing pumping up is for someone for you guys that are listening to us, and I hope you are enjoying it. And if you are, jump on there, share. If you like our videos, like all of the content that Noah from Peak Productions is doing for us, is chopping this up, making us look, I don't know, funny, sad, miserable, whatever we are.
He's not chopping much out though. I fucking noticed that.
He's doing a great job of our socials. So if you like something, share it to your page, show it to your friends, talk about us, whether it's negative, I don't care.
Send us some love.
Yeah.
Send us some
love. And then of course, send in a rant. It can be a fuck off. It can be a joke of the day. It can be something we put in the cone of silence.
Yep.
Just let me know that. And if you want to do an anonymous rant, and we'll put you in the cone of silence. Or if you just got something you want to yarn about, theladspotty@gmail.com. So that's fantastic, mate. I'm nearly done for the day.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Thanks for this. What is this?
It's a Sunday.
So,
Sunday
what's happening for our next episode that will drop next week?
So I'm actually going to pick up our next guest shortly.
Excellent.
Yep.
So we've got a guest episode coming up.
So so we recorded today. So straight after the back of this one, going to pick him up, bring him into here, and
that'd be all good.
I reckon it'll be dark time before we fucking get out of here though. So there's Mike Kenyon.
Excellent. Looking forward to that one. So righto, well, lads, get out of your head, get into the shed. That's where some of the best work's done. Give us a shout out, share us around, and love yous forever. So this is Stiffy. I'm out.
See yous. Bye. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest.